Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And let's talk about standing up for yourself, pleading your own case, and asking for what you want. So be willing to plead your own case. I recently had an experience that I knew psychically that my request would be most likely denied, even though I felt it was in fact fair. But at the same time, I intuitively knew I needed to articulate my case one more time. So here's why you stand up for yourself when you sense you're not going to receive what you want. Number one, our desires flow from spirit, not a specific channel that we've decided needs to fulfill it. And so what that means is you plead your case knowing that you're going to get a yes. It just may not come from that source. So asking for what you want is simply asking the universe or spirit. And spirit always says yes if we are courageous enough to ask. So in that moment that I had to plead my case, I recognized that, oh, this is a courage lesson. Because I, like many highly sensitive people, don't like conflict, A. And B, I don't think I'm my most articulate self, even just saying it. I start stumbling over my words, just thinking of the situation. I don't like conflict. And so I feel like I'm not very articulate and I feel like I'm not going to be heard. And so in that, I don't want to do it because it sucks. It's not comfortable, right? But I knew I needed to because A, I needed to stop being afraid of situations, people, organizations I feel are bigger than me or more powerful than me, quote unquote. And I needed to be able to hold my own because I'm just as powerful, right? So I had to be courageous enough to ask for what I wanted. Again, I felt it was completely fair and not outside of the situation. So the actual way in which your request flows to you is up to God, right? And if you maintain an open heart to all possibilities and you're willing to release all heavy emotions surrounding your situation, you will receive what you've asked for in an even better way than you can imagine. So in my instance, like I had to be courageous. I knew I had to ask. And at the same time, I knew psychically, I knew it was probably going to be denied, but I knew I needed to do it, right? So I had to go into it with this idea of I'm open. I know that this is fair. I know that this is just. I am open to all the ways in which I can receive what I was actually owed, right? That I deserved. And so even though I was scared, even though I had my longstanding fears of energies that are bigger than me, particularly anything in the realm of that could be like legal or contractual and where people can, I'm a very truth-based person. And so when people play with words to prove their point, I find that I get really nervous about that because I'm like, no, that this is truth, right? You know, I'm not going above and beyond or asking for anything that's outside of the realm of possibilities. So why are you being so difficult about it? It makes sense. And I even said in my requests, I said, I'm not being unreasonable, right? But I get afraid when people use legalese and their own justifications to go around what is reasonable and fair, right? And so I knew I had to do it and I did it. And I kept my heart open and I forgave. I did a lot of forgiving around the situation so that I could release a lot of the heavy emotions around it. And I didn't let myself feel bad because I psychically already knew it was going to be denied. And then, so I pled my case. I did it in a way that felt right and true to me. I didn't try to write it and like, yes, I'm great with words, but I'm not great with words when I have to like argue my point, like legal-like argue my point. I am great with words when I speak. And so, so I recorded it. I recorded an audio and it was like less than a minute. And I said, this is my position on this, right? And I sent it off. And I never heard back, which I had already expected, right? So, of course, there was parts of me that wanted to be pissed and frustrated and more so just hurt because I'm like, I'm not being unreasonable. But instead, I shifted my attention to being open to receiving because I knew I was being reasonable and I did receive what I requested. It came to me in a way in which was even better. It was even better than you know, waiting around for this entity to agree. And it came at the perfect time. Like when I tell you, it was like, it was one of those moments where I'm like, God, I don't even know how you're going to do this, but I need you to do it. And then all of a sudden there it showed up, right? And it was the perfect time, truly the perfect time. And it was even more than what I had originally asked for. So be willing to ask. Ask for the raise, ask your landlord to fix that thing in your apartment, ask for your partner to help out more in the household. Ask and know you will receive. Let go of the frustration, the hurt, the pain. You know, be with it. Like you're entitled to all of those feelings 100%. But don't let those feelings keep you from being open and receptive to the miracles and magic of spirit. Because you could ask for the raise and then spirit's got another opportunity for you. And you just open the door for that opportunity to flow to you because you became a vibrational match by asking, right? So say you wanted a raise and you ask for it. And then all of a sudden the next day you hear about this opportunity that's paying you even more than what you asked for. You and asking became a vibrational match to that amount of compensation. And so you could allow that experience to flow to you, where if you had just been pissed off and angry and felt like you were being cheated and no one has your back. Yeah, the last thing you would see is a beautiful opportunity that you could walk into, right? So same for any issue in your life. Ask. And sometimes we think, oh, it's just asking spirit. I'm just going to go pray to spirit. Because I could have done that too. I could have, you know, because I, you know, obviously I'm a very good psychic. So even when I saw the email and I knew I was going to, I was like, oh, I know it's already been denied because I'd asked for it once and I felt like I needed to ask again. But before I asked again, I knew in the email they were saying no, right? And I was like, okay, I got to ask again, right? And so we can take the perspective of, well, it's just not going to come to me. It's just not going to happen. I'm going to get cheated. We can always take that perspective, but we can also take the perspective of, I'm not really asking this entity. I'm asking spirit. And in asking, I become a match to that thing to which I desire, right? Because if you think about when we really ask for something, right? And it's not just about praying. We often have to ask in our human life, right? Because, you know, all these things do flow through other humans, but ultimately the source is the divine. So asking, we lock into it, right? We visualize it, right? It becomes even more real when we ask in our real life, not just in our prayer time. So be willing to stand up for yourself. Be willing to plead your case. Be willing to ask for what you want. You will receive it. And everything that you feel around that experience is completely valid, but it becomes your job to get back to feeling good. Go back to feeling good. Be willing to process, be with, and then ultimately release all heavy emotions. And then stay curious and open to all the ways that your desired result can unfold in the perfect time. And I promise you the timing will be perfect. And then follow your intuition as to any additional action you might need to take, right? So you can't accurately hear your intuition when you're mired in low vibrational feelings, right? You're not seeing solutions. You're focused on the problem. So if spirit's giving you some guidance and saying, hey, go over here and do this thing, we're not going to pay attention to it. So that's why it's important that you process how you're feeling, honor it. You're totally right in how you're feeling, right? And be willing to transcend it, right? And like, yeah, I could say I'm totally right for fearing like really big entities, right? But then spirit reminded me, I'm just as big as them, right? I've made up the story that that entity is bigger than me and more powerful than me. And I'm like, no, I'm just as big as them, right? So, and then feel good about it all when you're ready. But do make it your mission and your responsibility and hold yourself accountable to getting back to feeling good and knowing that you're always being blessed beyond your wildest dreams and it will all flow to you at the most miraculous time. Okay, so be willing to plead your case, stand up for yourself, and ask for what you want. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I'm here to support you in living your best life, manifesting the life of your dreams, doing all the things you say you want to do. If you're ready to go to your next highest level that you can imagine right now, then I would love to support you. Please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Information for that can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening. Please like, review, subscribe. Write a review on whatever platform you listen on. It makes it easier for the algorithm to help you find me in the future. So please, let's play the algorithm game and like, subscribe, review this show. And shout out to all the people listening on all platforms besides Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, thank you. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amazon Music. I know there's some others. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And I have more shows for you. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.